I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Almost 2 months ago, over 100 girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram in Dapchi, Nigeria. Now, Boko Haram has released all the girls except one, a Christian girl who refused to convert to Islam. Her name is Leah Sharabu, and she desperately needs our prayers. Lauren Libby with Transworld Radio encourages.
When groups of people begin to pray for a particular area or a particular process, that begins to energize the Spirit of God in that area. And let's face it, we're involved in not just a physical battle, but a spiritual battle as well.
Transworld Radio is building a new radio station in West Africa that'll broadcast the gospel message right into the heart of Boko Haram territory. Let's ask God to change the heart of the Boko Haram fighters and pray for Leah, still in captivity, that her faith would be resilient and that she'd be released soon. And in South Sudan, two villages at war have discovered the gospel. At the behest of a prisoner from one of these villages, Stuart Bowman of Partners in Compassionate Care went to share the Jesus film with these villages, and it struck a chord.
The word from the chief and from everyone there that got up and spoke afterwards is they said that we believe that God has sent you to us because he wants us to turn from our sins and turn to him and confess our sins and to give our lives to him.
About 470 people from both villages combined committed their lives to Christ, and peace talks have begun. Partners in Compassionate Care has teamed up with Set Free Ministries to meet the physical and spiritual needs in South Sudan. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.